The first reading is taken from the book of Samuel. David spoke to Saul, "Let your majesty not lose courage. I am at your service to go and fight this Philistine." But Saul answered David, "You cannot go up against this Philistine and fight with him, for you're only a youth. Well, he has been a warrior from his youth." David continued, "The Lord who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the bear will also keep me safe from the clutches of this Philistine." Saul answered David, "Go, the Lord will be with you." Then, staff in hand, David selected 5 smooth stones from the wadi, and he put them in the pocket of his shepherd's bag, with his sling also ready to hand to approach the Philistine. With the shield bearer marching before him, the Philistine also advanced closer and closer to David. When he had seized David up and seen that he was youthful and ruddy and handsome in appearance, the Philistine held David in contempt. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come against me with a staff?" Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said to him, "Come here to me, and I will leave your flesh for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." David answered him, "You come against me with sword and spear and smitmar, and I have come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel that you have insulted. Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will leave your corpse and the corpses of the Philistine army for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Thus the whole land shall learn that Israel has a God. All this multitude too shall learn that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he shall deliver you into our hands." Then the Philistine moved to meet David at close quarters, while David ran quickly toward the battle line in the direction of the Philistine. David put his hand into the bag and took out a stone, hurled it with a sling, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone embedded itself in his brow, and he fell prostrate on the ground. Thus David overcame the Philistine with sling and stone. He struck the Philistine mortally and did it without a sword. Then David ran and stood over him, and with the Philistine's own sword, which he drew from its sheath, he dispatched his head. Then dispatched his head and cut off his head. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my refuge, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust, who subdues peoples under me. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. O God, I will sing a new song to you. With a 10-string lyre, I will chant your praise. You who give victory to kings and deliver David your servant from the evil sword. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. The Lord be with you, with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than do evil, to save life rather than destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them in anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we see how both in the first reading and the Gospel, that God is God, that God's the one that heals, that God's the one who wins our battles, not us. You know, the Pharisees all said, "You can't do anything." No, God can, and Jesus is God. And he's come to show us that God wants to win our battles. God wants to heal us. God wants to love us if we let him. We can't get focused on everything else. I mean, in the Old Testament, everybody was focused about how big Goliath was and how they couldn't win. David wasn't focused on Goliath. He was focused on God. And so he could overcome Goliath. The same with us. Do we focus on ourselves? Do we focus on rules? Do we focus on other people? Or do we focus on God? God can win your battle. God can bring you healing. It's focusing on God, trusting in God, believing in God, and let God win your battles. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.